Large audiences are expected to turn out this weekend at 710 Main Theater for the opening of Clyburn Park. A road less traveled production, Clyburn Park was written by Bruce Norris and is directed by Scott Behrendt.
Well, I should mention, this is very important, of course, this won the Tony Award for Best New Play in 2011. It also won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2010. I mean, it won the two most prestigious prizes that you can get in the theater world. It's actually played all over the world already and was very successful on Broadway. And this is the first local production of this play.
Act One of Clyburn Park takes the audience back to 1959 as a white family sells its home to an African-American family, setting off shockwaves throughout the neighborhood. Act Two is set in 2009. The same home now is at the center of a neighborhood that is going through another set of changes.
I think it's extraordinarily funny. I mean, he's written it in a way that looks at these issues. But like I said, there's a dance that goes around trying to talk about these things, especially when you have not only white people in the room, but white people and black people in the room, gotcha. Which is everybody in this play. Everybody's on stage and everybody takes part in this conversation. I lived actually on the border of Cheektowaga and the east side of Buffalo for a number of years. And that was a neighborhood that was in transition. And I had neighbors of all different colors. And I can tell you straight up that, you know, my neighbors on one side did not like the neighbors two doors down from me because of the color of their skin. And they were very open and talkative about it.
Wow.
They were, you know, and they felt that their neighborhood, which had been primarily Polish, white and Polish for a number of years, as that neighborhood started to transition, they felt that the reason why the neighborhood was in decline was because of the people that were moving there.
That experience is one with which many longtime local residents can relate. In fact, the prominence of housing discrimination in the Buffalo area in the early 60s gave rise to the local group HOME, Housing Opportunities Made Equal. With that connection in mind, Scott Behrendt and his production company have formed a unique partnership with HOME for the presentation of Clyburn Park.
So they're helping us to promote the show, and we're trying to get out the word to their constituency, and they're going to try and help, you know, use the show as a way to, as a tool to help people understand, you know, some of the issues that Buffalo, I think, has faced over the past 50, 60 years and
right.
what's happening now. You know, I've always been sort of a student of what's happened in the city of Buffalo.
Right.
And if you look at some of those housing policies back in the 50s, there was a lot of weird stuff. I mean, the Ellicott redevelopment where they just tore down 27 blocks right near downtown that was all actually integrated housing at that point because those people were just living too close to the downtown corridor.
Running through December 1st at 710 Main Theater, Clyburn Park opens this weekend, kicking off an ambitious month for road less traveled productions.
And I should also just quickly mention, because of our 10th anniversary season, we are going to be having a very special 10th anniversary gala event on Saturday, November 16th. There's a cocktails and dinner at the Saturn Club, followed by transportation to see Clyburn Park and then back to Saturn Club after the show for a post reception. And our very special guest for this entire event will be Pam McKinnon, who is the Broadway director of Clyburn Park. It's very exciting. Pam just won the Tony Award for Best Director of a Play at this year's Tonys for directing Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. She's a Clarence native, which I think also makes this exciting. And she'll be our guest on hand as part of our American Theater Master Series. She'll be doing a talk with our playwrights and theater artists that afternoon, and then she'll be in attendance at our event. And so if you'd like to say hi to Pam and see the show, and please come out and join us for it. It should be a real fun party. I know I'm going to have a great time.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can settle down by then, right? Relax a little. All right. Well, Scott, as always, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Jay. I appreciate it.
Director Scott Behrendt of Road Less Traveled Productions. Tickets for Clyburn Park are available through Ticketmaster and the Shays Ticket Office. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.